What kind of sacks were they now?
They were made out of burlap.
Okay.
Most all the sacks, it was one little short time in there that they made a few sacks out of Guyana sacks and farm sacks out of Oldenburg cloth. Long staple cotton stuff, you know. Like you make cotton sacks, you pick cotton, you other folks have a cotton picking sack.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get one of those. They were long.
Long old sacks.
Didn't they go down your back?
Drag them, and hang it over your shoulder and down your back. And if the cotton be dragging on the ground, you see, you wouldn't be toting it.
Uh-huh.
You'd stand up and shake it down every now and then, you'd get back over and pick. But most all the sacks in the country were burlap.
What about other things like flour would come in, as you said?
Flour always back in them days come in cloth sacks. You could buy 12 pounds, 24, 48 pound sacks. Now you can buy 10 pounds and 5 pounds, but you could buy 12 and 24 and 48 pound sacks of flour.
Sometimes you could just buy it now.
Most all sugar when I was born sold out of a 100-pound sack, and you would they'd dip it up with a thing and weigh it in a sack and weigh it on the scale whatever you wanted, 1 pound to 5 pounds, whatever you wanted.
Oh, I see. They put it in a what kind of sack?
Just regular paper sack, like a brown paper sack, like we had this day and time. But it all come to that store in a 100-pound sack. But it was always in cloth sacks. See, sugar would work its way through a burlap sack. But it was in cotton sacks.
Yes. That's something. So it was all sold bulk?
All sold, but you had to get the soda by the pound bulk, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I imagine, somewhere in the 40s before I remember having seen any 5 pound sack in the store.
It was, this probably would have been before your time, but did you ever see anything in barrels?
You just buy syrup in barrels. And I've seen my daddy make syrup and put it in barrels.
Yeah.
But you had a lot of stuff come to the store in barrels. Those nails come in kegs. That's an old nail keg sitting down at the end of that thing there.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, and that thing was all fell down when I found the old antique dealer had that thing. I said, well, you don't want none of this, he said, no, you can have that. So next time I got that, I said, I wish you could see your nail keg now. He said, you want to take me for it now? I said, no, I ain't going to pay you for it. But,
did they ever make them around here, or did you ever see?
They made all turpentine steels had couples. A man who was a barrel maker was called a couple.
Yeah, now those men were. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
But they didn't make a barrel as good as a syrup barrel, but it would hold turpentine. See, turpentine was thick and stiff, and they sawed the staves and had some way to cut that little ring out down and put the bottom in, and they had a wheel and had a rope on that wheel. You stand them staves in there and you wrap that rope around there and you just keep tightening it a little bit, you know, until you got it drawn up and draw it, get it tighter and tighter, then you put your hooks on it. And I think all distilling companies had a couple that made the barrel right there. Of course, there's big turpentine steel and vine was on what I ever ran, but they had a man that made the barrel there.
Huh.
But he didn't make them. You know, it was a straight up barrel.
Yes.
But it wasn't had a belly like your syrup barrel or your. You know, it used to have. You don't see many wooden barrels no more. But these pickle companies use a lot of those barrels, and them could come in a barrel. You come to the store in a barrel, and you just turn it down back then. Have a bung in it. Have a faucet thing. Like it wasn't exactly a spigot, but it was a you run in there and had a little hickey you turn. And you catch your gallon of vinegar kind of thing. They sold it by the gallon, but sometimes you carry your own gallon of jug in the store and get your vinegar. Well, you got your kerosene. Go to the store and sold kerosene.
Yes, I see.
By the gallon.
Good God. Well, what about, now,